Samara Davis is picking up some broccoli, bell peppers, and some locally grown kale.
I love broccoli. Anything I can blend, if I can throw it in.
She's a single mother of two little boys, and she lives in the Ivanhoe neighborhood of Kansas City's east side. The inner city neighborhood has seen better days. Vacant lots and rundown houses are sprinkled along the streets. Aside from a few gas station convenience stores, residents like Davis didn't have much in the way of places to shop for food. That is, before the Harvest Learning Center Market came in.
And then my three-year-old, he loves broccoli. Like, if we fix broccoli, hurry up and get yours.
It's a small little shop, just two aisles and a couple of walk-in freezers. But the shelves are filled with fresh produce, and there's meats and cheeses. On the outside, there are signs for fresh local food and food stamps accepted, and one that says World Harvest Ministries, because the market is in the basement of Samara's church.
The idea is, rather than trying to bus people to farmers markets, we decided to take the food to where the neighborhoods are.
Diana Endicott runs Good Natured Family Farms. It's a group of about 150 small farms, all within 200 miles of Kansas City. They provide the local produce to the church market.
We found that the church is the best base that we have because the community already gathers there, so we can embrace them and it can be a profit center also for the church and for the community.
Churches, schools, hospitals, colleges. Think of a place that serves food and you can be sure local farmers are trying to get their products on plates and tray tables. Farm stands and farmers markets remain really important for many local growers. But we barely buy any of the food we eat from farms. We eat at restaurants or cafeterias. And when we buy food, we usually buy it from a grocery store. That's what's called intermediated markets. And tapping into them is vital if local farmers are going to create a viable business.
Still, 80 to 90% of all food consumed is through the intermediated markets.
Craig Chase works at the Leopold Center for Sustainable Agriculture at Iowa State University. It's hard to get local food to hospital cafeterias or Head Start programs. Individual small farmers can't necessarily provide the bulk orders that food service directors need. And many big institutions don't have a full-service kitchen. They need pre-cut apple slices or baby carrots.
One of the issues is profitability. Can they pay the price that is needed to pay to make it profitable for the farmer?
The interest in farm-to-school has actually led the way for the transformation of community food systems.
That's Linda Jo Doctor with the W.K. Kellogg Foundation. It supports research and projects dealing with local food. Local farmers are getting their foot in the door of the institutional market, and they're going through school cafeterias. Almost 40,000 schools across the country have some sort of a farm-to-school program, according to the USDA.
There's been an invitation for other institutions to come on board.
Schools spent over $300 million on local food in the 2012 school year. That's a heck of an invite. Colleen Matz is a farm-to-institution specialist at Michigan State University. She says as more and more institutions decide to source locally, they're looking at the farm-to-school system as a model.
We have a lot of experience and a lot of models to draw on at this point that we can draw on to help these other institutions kind of get to their goals faster than schools were able to because they were that first frontier.
The latest USDA numbers say farmers sold almost $5 billion of local food in 2011. About half of that was to grocers, wholesalers, and those other big clients.
Let's get all of those local match items up here first.
Back at the Harvest Learning Center Market, Terry Glenn is helping Samara Davis at the checkout counter. With the help of some grant funding, he set up the market to bring in fresh food for parishioners and the rest of the neighborhood. And the church partnered with a local retirement community. They deliver local food from the market.
It's one thing God wants for all of us, that's to be in good health and prosper as our soul prospers.
Glenn is also church pastor, which works for Samara Davis.
I can't go into Price Chopper, you know, and go talk to the butcher about what's going on, you know, with my divorce or with my kids. I can't go do that.
Whether it's opening more farmers markets, setting up shop in a church basement, or getting on a cafeteria menu, local farmers want to meet you where you eat. Jeremy Bernfeld, Harvest Public Media.